Literary Hyperlinks. Aldous Huxley. Life. Aldous Huxley was born in Surrey in 1894 into a family of noted biologists and natural scientists. His father, T. H. Huxley, had been a friend of Darwin. Because of problems with his eyes, Huxley was unable to study for a scientific career. Instead, he studied English at Oxford and soon began publishing poetry and short fiction. Disillusioned with the failure of peace movements in Europe, Huxley moved to California in 1938, where he became interested in mysticism and parapsychology. Huxley died in 1963. Works. Huxley's early novels, Chrome Yellow and Antique Hay, were satirical portraits of English society. Huxley's most famous and lasting contribution to fiction was Brave New World, a mixture of dystopian science fiction and philosophical essay published in 1932. One of his essays, The Doors of Perception, 1954, was the inspiration behind the psychedelic rock band The Doors, led by the iconic figure of Jim Morrison. In 1958, Huxley wrote Brave New World Revisited, in which he showed how much of his prophecy had already been or was in the process of being realized in advanced industrial societies. Brave New World. The Plot. Brave New World is a science fiction-style fable about a rigidly controlled global state. The story is set in the 7th century after Ford, referring to Henry Ford, the American automobile manufacturer who perfected the mechanized assembly line and developed the idea of the modern robotic factory worker. In the society Huxley describes, science and technology have advanced to the point where social stability is determined by a scientific caste system. Human beings are born artificially on an assembly line, divided into different categories which determine their function and status, and then conditioned to like and accept their caste. At the top of the hierarchy are the alphas and betas, the most intelligent and physically perfect men and women who make up the ruling classes. They are followed by the gammas, while at the bottom of the scale are the deltas and epsilons, who together form a subhuman slave-like workforce used for the most laborious and humble tasks. Social and personal satisfaction is guaranteed by a combination of mindless entertainment, the regular consumption of a drug called soma, which produces a feeling of happiness and well-being, and sexual promiscuity. The protagonist of the story is Bernard Marx, an Alpha Plus specimen, who is dissatisfied with the antiseptic world of civilization. He visits a reservation in New Mexico, where he meets a savage called John, whom he brings back to London. John, the accidental natural child of a beta woman who once got lost in the reservation, is no ordinary savage. Having learnt English by reading the works of Shakespeare, he is at first fascinated by the efficiency and functionality of the New World, but is soon disturbed by its darker side, its infantile culture of instant gratification, the absence of free will and personal identity, and the enslavement of the lower orders. Eventually, he leaves London to try to live a solitary Robinson Crusoe-type existence in a lighthouse, but his eccentric lifestyle soon makes him a figure of amusement for tourists from London. At the end of the book, realizing there is no way out, John commits suicide. His death conveys a feeling of deep pessimism about the future of the Brave New World. Features and themes. Brave New World is a novel of ideas which combines elements from several different genres of writing, fable, science fiction, and philosophical essay. Its language varies from the clinically scientific to the satirical. Huxley's narrator often introduces criticism of the world he is describing through a particular comment or choice of phrase. At one point, for example, describing the artificial birth of Brave New World citizens, he says, "The newly unbottled babies utter their first yell of horror and amazement." Here the word horror is inappropriate to describe the perspective of an infant. Instead, it appears to be a direct moral comment by the narrator. Like much of the best science fiction, Oxley's novel has often been described as a prophetic book. Published in 1932, it anticipates elements of both the immediate and long-term future of the world. In the short term, the genetic purity of the society, Oxley describes, predicts Nazi German's policy of eugenics, the attempts to produce an Aryan master race by purifying Europe of all inferior and undesirable peoples. This policy resulted in the horrors of the Holocaust. In the long term, it anticipates the genetic manipulations of modern biology and the prospect of human cloning. Huxley's world, however, is not composed of exclusively perfect or hyper-intelligent beings, but of people of different orders of intelligence who are conditioned to be happy with their social destiny. The alphas are, in fact, potentially the most dangerous members of this society. As they understand the mechanisms by which it functions, they also have the power to undermine the social order. But they, too, are subject to subtle forms of conditioning that make them identify with their role. Only a few eccentric thinkers from this caste, such as Bernard Marx, pose any real threat to the society, and their destiny is to be exiled to remote regions of the world where they can do no harm. In this sense, Huxley's Brave New World is simultaneously utopian and dystopian. It begins as a utopia where everybody is happy, since no one questions their position or the logic on which the society is based. However, the dissatisfactions of the most intelligent citizens, and introduction of the Savior John, a figure who in some sense represents the possibility of human free will, reveals the limits and ethical injustices of this perfect programmed society in which the individual is completely subordinated to the needs of the social order. Yet the book also questions John's own freedom and individualism, in the same way that the citizens of Brave New World are conditioned from infancy to be happy in their roles. Huxley suggests that John is equally conditioned by the culture of Shakespeare's world and its notion of heroism, truth, and free will. In fact, John expresses himself almost exclusively from quotations from Shakespeare. The title itself, Brave New World, comes from The Tempest, and is the name that John gives to the world he is introduced to. A future already present. Though the novel is speculative, it draws on many elements that were already present to greater or lesser degree in the world of Huxley's time. The techniques used to condition the minds and behavior of Brave New World's inhabitants, for example, refer in part to experiments that had already been carried out by behavioral psychologists, most notably Ivan Pavlov, who successfully conditioned the behavior of animals, dogs in particular, through a system of associated rewards and punishments, which came to be known as Pavlovian conditioning. In his novel, Huxley shows how such seemingly detached research might easily be applied socially for more morally dubious ends. Hitler was soon to show how an entire nation could be conditioned, by means of mass communications, rallies, and propaganda, to accept and believe in his insane philosophy. In the Western democracies, meanwhile, through cinema, magazines, and radio, the entertainment and communications industry had already begun to supply the diet of mindless destruction, spectacle, and consumerism needed to pacify the restless crowds of the modern city, though occasionally the same media were used by artists to criticize the emerging order.